Hey, let me ask you this question off the tracks for a second. Were you there when DeMarcus Cousins was there?
I was there 1 year when he was there.
It's a shame what happened to him yesterday. I guess you heard about the torn ACL?
Yes, sir. Just praying for him. And, I guess, like I said, it's going to be a tough road to recovery. But, we're going to keep praying for him, Rattler Nation.
Chris, did you ever try to talk DeMarcus into playing football?
Well, when I got there, he was a senior, so it was already in place that he was going to be a basketball phenom.
So, if you could have, let's say he came to you and said, "I want to play football," where would you have put him? What position?
Probably defensive end or just wide receiver. We would have just lined him up in the red zone, just. Probably threw a jump ball to him or something like
that. There you go. That's what I was thinking. Let that dude box out in the corner of the end zone and go get it.
Yes.
Chris, you had success at LaFleur. I think you went to postseason 3 times. You were abruptly let go. What influenced you to come back here after you were coaching at Selma last year?
Well, LaFleur is home, I bleed orange and green, And that's, like I said, that's where I went to school at. That's where I played at. So that just part of my life.
So what's different now? Is there, you come back, you've been away for a few years. Is it the same or is it different or just what?
It's different, but I think I'm coming back, as they say, 7 years wiser than I was here the first time, changing up a little things. I've hired some young, great coaches. I got a lot of young, great coaches. I've hired 4 or 5 of my former players who played for me when I was at LaFleur. So I'm trying to bring some young energy back to the school. Some guys. I got some guys who really love LaFleur, who cares about LaFleur, and we're going to try and bring that passion back to the school.
When you were at LaFleur back when, it was basically all about basketball, but I think that's changed, hasn't it? It's not all about basketball now because LaFleur hasn't been a real big factor in the state tournament these days.
Well, I think all of it plays hand in hand. When I was there, I had at least from the ninth grade to the varsity basketball team, I think I had a total about 15 or 16 basketball players playing football. So we're going to try and get in there and try and recruit some of the kids to play football.
What do you have now? Obviously, you took over. Anthony Schamberger has left. I believe he's at McGill, isn't he now? Yeah. What did he leave you? What do you got in the cupboard?
Well, I have some outstanding young players. I have within my skill group of guys on offense, I have about 10 kids, but out of the 10, only one is a senior. I have excellent group of receivers. I think the defensive backfield is outstanding. Our biggest problem and weakness right now is the offense and defensive line. We're trying to gain some depth. Get a little experience at those two areas.
Has the heat been a problem out there for practice?
Well, it's hot everywhere, but our biggest concern is to make sure our kids are taken care of all right. We give them water. We let them get water as they need it. We don't designate water periods. If they feel like they need to get water, they get it. We try and keep them hydrated. Keep them in the shade. We give them plenty of break periods. So it's been a factor for everybody.
So what's coming up first off? You got BC Rain, right? That'll be a game where two new coaches, you and Coach Yelding.
Yes, sir. Like I said, my biggest concern is LaFleur. I don't know a whole lot about Coach Yelding. Hadn't been able to get a whole lot of film about what he does. So, at that point, you just try and concentrate and get your guys ready.
Chris, a pleasure. Good luck this year. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, sir, for having me.